bringing Minnesota powwows to you. This is Powwow Trail. I am your host, Terry Goodsky, and in this episode, we head north to Manoman, Minnesota, for the second annual Shooting Star Contest Powwow, held January 27th, 28th, 29th, 2017. Your MCs are Terry Fiddler, Murphy Thomas, your arena director, Daryl Goodwin, head singing judge, Tom Benjamin, spiritual advisor, Larry Amick Smallwood. Part one of two.
Oh.
Hey, I'm sitting here at the second annual Shooting Star Casino Powwow in Manoman, Minnesota, January 29th, 2017. I'm standing here with Preston Cleveland. Preston, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm originally from Twin Cities. I grew up on the east side of St. Paul, Minnesota. My parents come from Wisconsin, Ho-Chunk country, and also Santee. Half Dakota, Isantee Sioux, and half Ho-Chunk. Grew up around the big drum, started learning to sing when I was just a little guy. A lot of my uncles took me under their wing and kind of showed me the ways of the big drum and what it is to be a singer and travel along the Powwow Trail, Indian country.
Hey, so what actually brings you here to Shooting Star this weekend?
Singing with my uncle Johnny Moe, Motown. He's one of the original singers of Iabe, world champion drum group. Just asked me to come along and tag along with them this weekend here at Shooting Star.
All right, cool. Hey, so how long have you been singing, and what actually brought you to the drum to start to learn how to sing?
I had an interest when I was a little boy. Whenever I'd go to powwows and travel with my family, I would see dancers, hear the drums, and I was automatically drawn to the drums, and when I'd hear them, so I'd go and watch drum groups, and I was a little bitty guy, and kind of pushed my way through to see the singers and feel the drum, and took notice that a lot of my uncles would sit around the drum, so I'd kind of watch them sing now and then, and they'd bring me around and let me sit on their lap and sing with them when I was a little guy. Then as I got older, when I was about 12, I started learning a lot of my traditional songs from my people in Ho-Chunk country. And then just the passion grew from there when I was a little boy and just kept singing all these years. And have a lot of drum bros that sing around the big drum, that travel to contest powwows. So singing is definitely one of my passions, something that I'll never quit doing, something that'll never go away. And passion for singing just keeps growing as I learn more songs and travel throughout Indian country.
All right, cool. Hey, Preston, as always, man, it's good to see you out there, whether you're singing or just, you know, hanging out the drum. It's good to see our youth taking up our traditions. It is very beautiful, you know. And I don't take this wrong, but I like watching you sing, and I enjoy it. You know, it's pretty cool.
Sure thing, Terry. It's good to be on your radio show, and I hope to see you again soon.
All right, let's get back to the Powwow. Thank you, Preston. Southern boys.
Thank you.
Bonjour. I'm sitting here at the second annual Shooting Star Casino in Manoman, Minnesota. It's Sunday, January 29th, 2017. Wow, where's my days going? But hey, I'm sitting here with Jamie Dela Cruz. Jamie, could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
My name is Jamie Dela Cruz. I'm from the Oneida Nation. I live in Duluth, and I came here today to hang out with my friend Angela Buffalo. And I like to say happy birthday to my brother Dylan and my cousin Ashley.
So, Jamie, what brings you here to Shooting Star Casino?
Came to check out the dancers.
Like, any specific dancers?
Like, the jingle dress dancers.
Yeah, sure. So if you dance, I've seen you out there a couple times. What style do you dance, and how did you learn how to dance?
I dance jingle now. I was actually a fancy dancer to begin with, and my daughter's grandma gave me a jingle dress, so now I'm a jingle dress dancer.
Okay. And a very quick answer. Do you know the origin of the jingle dress? If you can, I know we don't like to keep things short, but do you know the origin?
Well, the jingle dress is a medicine dress. It heals people, and how it does that is the women bring joy when they dance. A long time ago, they used to use shells to make the clinking sound, and now they use the snuff can lids, the cones. And the sound is supposed to mimic the water, and that's how it protects you also.
Okay. So anybody else you want to give a shout out to out there?
Gotta say hi to all my kids. Mommy loves you, and to my sweetheart, Dustin, for staying home this weekend and watching the babies.
Oh, how romantic. How mushy. Well, hey, I'm going to get back to the poll here. I'd like to thank you, Jamie, for your time and for your interview. Anything else you want to say out there?
If you get a chance, go to the powwow. It's a good time.
All right, let's get back to the powwow. All right, thank you. Later.
Battle River. Woo!
then, boys.
Yeah.
Niji Power Trail has been brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota. Find more shows archived online at www.nijiradio.org. Miigwech, bizindawiyig.